This is Pouncing, a Discworld fanfic featuring characters from Monstrous Regiment, written by Imaginary Golux, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R, contains the pairing Maledicta Polly, and is the first story in the series Pounced.
It's a bit difficult, you know, Maledicta says.
Oh, what is? Replies Polly distractedly. She's trying to get the fire to light.
Well, I'm a female vampire, right? So I ought to be seducing handsome young men.
Right? Says Polly vaguely. The wood is a bit damp. But I'm dressed as a man. Or at least in a uniform, so clearly I should be pouncing on nubile young women.
Okay, Polly says. This sounds a little like an existential crisis.
Polly checks the pack surreptitiously. There's still plenty of coffee. So clearly I need to be seducing handsome young men while simultaneously pouncing on nubile young women, Maledicta concludes. You can see how this might be difficult.
Of course, Polly assures her. But, I mean, you're a black ribboner now, right? So isn't all the pouncing and seducing a bit, well, moot?
It's the principle of the thing, says Maledicta sulkily. I know drinking coffee is not what I'm meant to be doing as a vampire, you know, so I want to know what precisely I'm refusing to do, so I can refuse it more pointedly.
Polly glances at her friend's hands, which are quivering a little with suppressed something.
Well, she says slowly. I admit, I don't see how you can seduce young men and pounce on young women at the same time. Not, mind you, that I am advocating either the seducing or the pouncing, much less both at once.
Maledicta looks shifty, which is rather startling.
I was thinking, she says slowly, as though the words are dangerous, that I could seduce someone who looks like a young man, but is a young woman, and then pounce on them.
Polly opens her mouth to say, but the only person around here who looks like a man and is really a woman is me, and then shuts it abruptly and looks sharply at Maledicta.
Eventually, once her brain has stopped fizzing, she says instead,
if that was a proposition...
Yes, says Maledicta warily.
It was one of the worst ones I've ever heard, and I accept.
It takes Maledicta a few moments to sort out what she's just heard, and then Polly finds herself flat on her back with an amorous vampire atop her. Maledicta is both surprisingly warm and surprisingly heavy, and also is very definitely kissing Polly. Polly kisses back eagerly. She's thought about this a couple of times, though never when she thought Maledicta was around, and she is not going to waste this opportunity.
It's a good thing she got that fire lit, because it's cold out once Maledicta gets all of Polly's clothes off.
The heat in Maledicta's eyes is almost better than the fire, though, and Polly forgets for a moment that she's flat-chested and not terribly beautiful, and preens under her friend's lover's admiring gaze. Then Maledicta is touching her, and Polly is trying to reciprocate, and it's clumsy and awkward and absolutely wonderful. Lying there with Maledicta, seeing what makes her moan or squeak or whimper, and being explored in turn. When they're done exploring, sated and content, They lie tangled around each other beside the fire. Maledicta murmurs something against Polly's neck. Polly thinks hazily that most people would not be comfortable with a vampire's face against their necks, and says, I said, says Maledicta sheepishly. Thank goodness. I thought for sure you'd laugh at me. Polly grins into the night and hugs her lover closer. Never. You're welcome to seduce or pounce on me anytime. Oh, good, says Maledicta, and they fall asleep. The end.